coming, Kitty.
The Fred Allen Show, with Fred Jess, his Tallulah banker. Portland Hopper, Minerva Fires, as Mrs. Nussbaum. Alan Reed as Falstaff Openshaw. Parker Family as Titus Moody. The DeMarco sisters and Al Goodman in his orchestra. And until I start blowing the flag horn, my name is Kenny Delmar. Ladies and gentlemen, nylon lines may be barred in New York City. Tonight we can't bring you a whole pair of nylons, but we can give you a heel who's had a long run in radio. He's Fred Allen.
Took two people to stop the applause tonight. Thank you, and good evening. Can't we get the DeMarcos to start my reception? We're sitting around doing nothing. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny, I do think it's a good idea to banish these nylon lines. You know, with butter, white shirt, there are too many lines these days. I know a pickpocket. He's up at Sing Sing. He's been waiting in a line 6 months to get inside to do 30 days. How do you feel about lines, Kenny?
I wish I had a few more in the script.
Not tonight, you won't. You're kidding, Kenny. Those lines are really dangerous. I read about a man who stopped in front of an undertaker. A line formed behind him. The undertaker opened the door. The line rushed in. And before they knew it, 20 people were involved. You know, it's getting so today that you... Well, pull up a cliche with a swivel, Portland. Sit back and be comfortable. The subject happens to be nylon lines.
Oh, theater lines are worse than nylon lines.
Theater lines, really?
Mom and I stood in a line at the music hall to see Adventure.
Adventure, the Clark Gable picture?
Yes, and by the time we got in, Gable was back. And Garson was getting him at the neighborhood theaters.
Yes. You two are great movie fans.
Mom and I stood outside the Winter Garden all day today.
One picture is at the Winter Garden.
So Goes My Love, with Myrna Loy and Don Ameche.
Don Ameche, huh?
Oh, the picture is wonderful. Don Ameche's inventing again.
Inventing? No kidding. What does Don give the world this time? A banana you can put in the refrigerator?
No. He invents the Maxim silencer for guns.
Really?
Then he finds out that guns haven't been invented, so Don has to invent a gun.
That's the picture I've got to see. So Goes My Love, eh? Well, how does that got to do with the two guns you mentioned? Maybe some big shots come in at the end of it. What else is new this week, Portman?
A new pen came out that writes for 3 years.
Oh, they say some of the stationery stores are putting in doctors now.
Doctors?
Yes. Before they'll sell you one of those pens that are guaranteed for a lifetime, you have to let a doctor examine you to make sure you live a lifetime.
This new pen writes underwater.
Underwater?
If you're drowning, you can pull out your pen and write a message for help.
It'll save a lot of trouble. You know, before, if you wanted to write a letter underwater, you had to look around for an ink fish. And speaking of ink, I wonder if all is well in Allen's Alley. That's cleverly worked in, doesn't it? The writer who did that is no longer with us.
Shall we go?
As Henry Ford said when he looked at his first Model T, I think I'll make a break for it. Oh, it's so good to get back to Allen's Alley, Portland. Say, I guess the senator must have left his jug of corn out tonight. Even the moon is full. Well, that's not.
Somebody knock.
Yes.
Claghorn's the name. Senator Claghorn, that is.
I know your name, both of them there. You, tell me, what about Victory Gardens this year?
Every man, woman, and child in the South is having a Victory Garden.
Good.
We're growing only one vegetable, the vegetable that's the pride of the South.
You mean?
It's named after the brother of Robert E. Lee.
A vegetable named after the brother of Robert E. Lee?
Broccoli.
The senator looks speedy enough to sprout himself. Well, let's see how Mr. Moody is going to react.
Howdy, Bob.
Tell me, Mr. Moody, you carry your own air conditioning with you. Tell me, Mr. Moody, are you going to have a Victory Garden this year?
I'm going to plant, and all I can do is hope.
Your farm isn't good?
Birds flying over my place put the claws up over their eyes.
Birds put their claws over their eyes?
They can't bear to look at the land.
It's bad, eh?
Yeah. Last year, nothing grew.
Really?
Corn was so low, the crows had to kneel down to get at it.
God.
One year, it was so dry, the weeping willows was only sobbing. I planted rice.
What came up?
Dandruff.
Jesus.
One year it was so cold.
Yes.
Instead of jackets, the potatoes had windbreakers.
Well, you certainly had your troubles.
Yeah, the year it rained was the worst.
What came up?
Floating kidney beans.
Hey, the rain must have been awful.
Two of my razorback hogs rusted to death.
Rusted? Well, what about this year?
Oh, I'm quitting the country. From now on, I'm doing all my farming in the city.
What farming can you do in the city?
Well, I got one wild oat left. So I'm going to sow it.
Good.
Which way is Minsky's?
Titus is all set. Let's try this next door here.
No.
Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum.
You were expecting maybe Edgar Bergman and Sally McCarthy?
If you have a minute, Mrs. Ann.
A minute only I have. Inside, I'm busy.
Oh, you're busy?
A friend by me is leaving a baby. Little Skippy Fagelson.
Skippy Fagelson, huh?
And to put him to sleep, I am reading Skippy's fairy tales with nursery rhymes.
Nursery rhymes? Which ones?
Jake the Giant Killer.
Yeah.
Oh, Mother Hubba Hubba.
Yeah.
Winkin Tinkus and Nob.
Yes.
Lazy Mantle, will you get up?
Fine.
Snow White and the Seven Schlosses.
Tell me, what about your Victory Garden this year?
Oh, I'm starting it already.
Good.
I am planting in the backyard spring beans.
Well, how? You're bringing down the house. You hear it falling in. You're planting string beans in your backyard. How is your garden going?
Going? It has gone already.
Well, what happened?
Yesterday, from next door, the Epstein chicken is eating up all my seeds.
Ate up all your string bean seeds? How do you know?
This morning, it is jumping on the table.
And on the table?
The chicken is laying a ball of slime.
I'll try this last house.
Beatings all lay on McDuff. Paul Sam's here to do his stuff.
Solar Openshaw. What new poems have we tonight?
Esther, a red hot baby is my girl Millie. For breakfast she eats three bowls of chili.
No.
Or, as the cat ate the mouse, she meowed and said, "Well, sir, all I need now is an Alka-Seltzer."
No.
How about this? When we heard the gun playing and saw the patrol, we Kitty's new mother was out on parole.
Now we are. That has finally collapsed. But tonight we are reminding folks about their victory garden.
My poem is called A Thought for Today.
How does it go?
I'd like to give you a thought for today. I hope you won't think me too rude. It's a matter that's vital to all the world. My thought for today concerns food. With millions hungry in other lands, this is no time to be greedy. If we raise victory gardens and cut down a bit, there'll be enough food for the needy. Don't be a glutton. Skip your dessert. A few calories less can't be felt, for the world won't be caught with its pants down if America tightens its belt.
The DeMarco Sting, Sioux City Sioux.
Yeah. I drove a herd of cattle down, along the grass to wake them. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a girl in Iowa, her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was. She said to City Sioux.
If my show Goodman had finished that number, it might have been, oh, what it seemed to be. Say, no telling at this early point. Say, Portland.
Yes?
Have you a little perfume I can borrow?
I have some Matt Schiavelli's Evening in New Rochelle.
Evening in New Rochelle is a perfume? It sounds like a sentence.
The label says, feast in stardust, romantic as an hour in Bloomingdale.
Oh, well, rub a little behind my hearing device on my ear here. I have to have an air about me tonight. I'm calling on Tallulah Bankhead.
God, Tallulah Bankhead, star of Sage and Screen?
That's right, and if all goes well this evening, Tallulah will be a star in radio.
Well, I've soaked both lapels. Is that enough perfume?
Yes. Ah, I smell like the doorman at Elizabeth Arden. So long, Portland. I'm off to see Miss Bankhead.
Love, I hope. Who would you kiss? I hope.
go with your feet. Ah, oh, 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 it's me. Ba, 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 who do you want? Ah, oh, oh, who do you need? Ah, oh, oh, who is it going to be? Ah, oh, 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 it's me. Is it the blondie who acted so shy? You seem to think she was great. Is it the redhead who gave you the eye? Say that it is an offense. Oh, you love my hope. Oh, who would you kiss? Ah, hope. Oh, who would they go? Would you be? Ah, hope. That is me. Is it the blondie who acted so shy? You seem to think she was great.
Say that it isn't a thing.
Ooh, who do you love? Oh, ooh, who would you kiss? Oh, who would it go? Would you be? Oh, 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 me, 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 me.
This must be Miss Bankhead's suite. I hope she's home.
Yes?
Is Miss Bankhead in?
I'm through with Bankhead.
So you are Tallulah Bankhead.
You're expecting maybe Mrs. Claghorn?
No, no, I'm Fred Allen. If you listen to your radio...
No, if you're taking one of those radio polls, my favorite programs are Front Page Carol and Mary Margaret something.
Well,
I use Life Boy. I know Herbert Chariton is back. And what God doesn't do for me, I do for myself.
Look, Miss Bankhead, I am not taking a poll. I'm Fred Allen. Something tells me that you do not know too much about radio.
Frankly, I don't. When one is in the theater, one really doesn't have time for minor diversions.
Minor diversions. Well, radio needs new faces, Miss Bankhead. Have you ever thought about doing a radio program?
Yes, but I can't give up my stage career, Fred. If I go into radio, I'll be drummed out of the theater guild. I'll have to turn in my autograph picture of Lawton Fontaine.
No, I used to play some of those theaters out west in Vaudeville. I bet I played smaller theaters than you did.
No, I doubt that. I appeared in one theater. It was so small, when I took a bow on the stage...
Yeah?
I bumped my head on the popcorn machine in the lobby.
Well, I played a theater one time. It was so far back in the woods, the manager was a bear. The night I closed, the bear shook hands with me and tore the sleeve out of my coat. But tell me, do they still have those theatrical boarding houses on the road?
Not few. Mother Boone's is still in Cheyenne.
Mother Boone's still running in Cheyenne. You know, for dinner, Mother Boone used to serve a beef stew with a whole cow in it treading the gravy.
Well, Mother Boone still serves plenty of food, Fred.
No kidding.
For breakfast, there's so many wheat cakes stacked up around you, it's like eating inside of a cake horse.
Do the waiters still ride around the table on horseback?
Yes, and that Indian cook still mashes the potatoes with his totem pole.
I often wondered why the mashed potatoes used to make faces at me when I ate them. Tallulah, why don't you give up this rugged pioneer life and come into radio with me?
You mean we'd be another pick and pass?
Well, we can't expect miracles right away, but the new trend in radio is the husband and wife program. You know, the husband and wife just sit around at the breakfast table and talk for half an hour or so.
What time do these programs usually start?
Oh, around 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning? That's for roosters. In the theater, actors sleep until noontime. Why, Fred, I was 24 years old before I knew what sweeties were.
24 before? But this isn't so bad. All you have to do is eat 18 sponsors' products, talk about them, and the money rolls in.
Money? I think I'm weakening. What would our program be like?
Well, first, the listeners would hear something like this.
The correct time is 6 a.m. And now, Tallulah and Freddie, that homey couple. we take you to their homey little apartment where they broadcast their homey little program direct from their homey little breakfast table. Meet Kaloo and Freddy.
Good morning, Kaloo Angel.
Oh, sweetheart, I must say, you look exceptionally well rested this morning.
Yes, thanks to our wonderful Pastinax factory-tested Pussy Willow mattress. The mattress to take all of the guesswork out of sleeping, darling. So soft, so restful.
And got 1750 at Bamberger's.
Only the hearts of the tenderest Pussy Willows are used, you know. Is breakfast ready, honey bun?
Yes, sweetheart. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thank you, dog. Ah, what coffee, what aromatic fragrance. You know it must be.
You're right, honey. It's Matisse's vital fresh coffee. The coffee with that locked up goodness for everybody, grind or drip.
Well, quick, darling. Quick, another cup.
You spilled some on your bed.
Goody. Now I can try some of that little panther spot remover. No rubbing, just slap some little panther on your vest and watch it eat the spot out.
Imagine, darling, just imagine a big 2-ounce bottle for only 35 cents.
Or, if you are a messy eater, you can get the handy, economical 40-gallon vat.
Angel, I have so much juicy gossip to tell our listeners this morning.
Stop! Don't move, Kaloo.
But, darling...
Your hair this morning is breathtaking. What sheen, that brilliance. What did you do to it?
Well, I just did what so many society women are doing these days. I went to Madame Yvonne's Hair to Heaven at 424 Madison Avenue in the loft.
Well, I must say it's divine, Bunny Fluff.
Oh, Madame Yvonne uses a sensational hair dressing. It contains that new mystery ingredient, chicken fat.
I hear it's on sale at all of the better hardware stores. But go on, darling. Our canary, little Yasha.
Yasha sounds glorious this morning.
And I bet I know just what he's saying, too. He's saying, gee willikers, Mummy and Daddy, thanks for feeding me that swell Dr. Gruber's three-way bird seed. Comes in 15 and 25 cent packages fitted to the beach.
Yes, Yasha's so happy, so carefree, and why should he be happy?
Yes. He knows that the newspaper on the bottom of his bird cage is New York's leading daily. There's 18 pages of comics and all the news no other newspaper sees fit to print.
Excuse me, Apple Honey. I have a letter from Mrs. T.S. Button of Molehole, Idaho. And Mrs. Button has had a spinning headache for 40 years until she heard about Pepto-Bepto on our program.
Only Pepto-Bepto is guaranteed to fizz twice. Once before you drink it and once after.
Here's another interesting letter from a kleptomaniac. He writes...
Good morning, Monty and Daddy.
Well, it's our little 3-year-old daughter, Amber.
Isn't he cute? Amber, I just love the way your tooth is shining this morning.
Yes, I brushed it with Dr. Pratt's homogenized toothpaste.
Amber, what does Dr. Pratt's toothpaste do, baby?
It gets into your mouth, rolls up its sleeves, and really does a job on your dirty old teeth.
Well, isn't she cute?
So sweet. Now, run along the stool, baby. Daddy and Mumsy have, so many things to tell our listeners.
Especially about the celebrities we saw at the Stork Club last night.
Oh, darling, wasn't it wonderful while it went to Tartal and his Kenny, the mystery chef? They're all waiting for us. What are you laughing at, Laura?
I just thought how witty Oscar Levant was last night.
Dear Oscar, so clever. And Oscar is Farley, a good sport, darling. He just sat there grinning and smacking his lips.
Yes, and you too will smack your lips if you taste Klotnik's concentrated ketchup. The only ketchup that bears the Hobo News seal of approval.
Well, that's it. Yes, telling us our time is up.
We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 6, folks. Until then, this is Freddie.
And to Lou.
Saying goodbye. With a program like this, we'll make a fortune.
But it's ridiculous, Fred. Nobody can possibly be that cheerful every morning.
That's true. You know, if one of those happy couples woke up grouchy one morning, the listener would probably hear something like this.
Hey, knucklehead, get out of that bed. You got a program.
Will you quit yapping? 6 o'clock in the morning. Who's up to listen to us? A couple of garbage collectors and some burglars, maybe. Gosh, I'm groggy.
Why don't you stay home some night and start sleeping?
Sleeping on that Pasternak pussy willow mattress? Pussy willow. It's stuffed with cat hair. Every time I lie down on that cat hair, my back arches.
Oh, stop beating. Here's your coffee.
Well, it's about time. What are you trying to do? Poison me?
Keep
this
by the fresh coffee.
It
won't kill you.
It won't, eh? Why do you think the government makes them put that skull and crossbones on the... Look at that. I spilled some on my bed.
Oh, you're such a slob. I'll get that bottle of the spot remover.
You're not putting any of that atom juice on me. The last time it ate away the suit and I still had the spot left. Find these sponsors of the police lineup.
Look, Lucan, if you'll keep that big bazoo of yours closed for a minute.
Your hair. It looks as though you just took your head out of a mixmaster.
I know that hag, Madame Yvonne, with her chicken fat. My hair keeps sliding off my head.
That bird again. Shut up, you molting pest. I thought I told you to give that canary some Dr. Gruber's bird seed.
I did. Now, yes, this is the only canary in the country with an ulcer. Is there any mail today, Charlie?
Yes, there's a summons here. Somebody took some of that Pepto-Bepto and dropped dead. Why don't you?
Look here, clam face.
Good morning, Mommy and Daddy.
That'll teach you. That'll teach you. Sneaking up on your parents with that one tooth like an old elk. Little Amber.
Well, I told you we should have finished reading the book before we named her.
I want my breakfast.
Go gum a donut.
Down. I want to mention the celebrities we saw last
what
night.
What celebrities? We ate in the automat and you know it. I'm going back to bed.
The program isn't over, puppet. We still have 160 more products to mention.
Well, you mention them. I've had enough of this 6 o'clock grind with you and that kid and the canary yapping around here. I've got a gun.
You rat, you killed Joshua.
Yes, and you're next.
Oh! Daddy, you killed Mommy.
Yes, Amber.
Oh, am I going, Daddy?
Yes, forever, Amber. Something new and regular. One man's family without the family.